can I redeem myself?
What? Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. Here we go.
How rude.
But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes to them.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Rice is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, the complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler films, past, present, and unfortunately future. I'm Marie Maloney, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Robert Bacon.
Yay! Bacon said this would be horrible.
You fucked it up last time.
Rude.
Hey,
I'm
you
just
guys,
me.
This week we're watching the sequel to the film that nobody asked for.
Didn't ask for it, didn't want it.
Nobody asked for the first one. Grown Ups 2! Released on July 12th, 2013. A real dark time for all of
Grown-ups,
us.
Grown Ups, ew!
Just so you know, because we're keeping track now, this is a Columbia Pictures Presents a Happy
yeah,
Madison production.
Yeah, we want to know who's responsible for this shit.
Sony.
Who's the money train? And
Sony.
It's Sony.
Sony, exactly. Plot synopsis.
Plot synopsis.
Even though the first one didn't have a plot, apparently the second one does. Let's see here.
Let's hear it.
After moving his family back to his hometown to be with his friends and their kids, Lenny finds out that between old buddies, new bullies, psycho bus drivers, drunk cops on skis, and 400 costume party crashers.
What the
sometimes
fuck?
Crazy follows you. That's not a plot.
Did you copy paste that from somewhere? Did someone write a sentence?
I'm sorry, that's Mad Libs. I must have wrote down yeah. Mad Libs.
Adjective.
No, it's adjective noun, adjective noun.
Adjective noun.
Oh my God. Wow. That was on from all my plot synopsis are from IMDb because they're the shortest. Facts about this movie, Marie.
Lay them on me.
It cost $80 million to make because that is the standard amount
of
money.
Yeah, that's what we've been running into.
That's insane,
much.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think, because Grown Ups 1 made money, obviously, because they made a second one. Do you think that this one made money?
I really hope it didn't.
But we live in America,
no!
Marie.
No!
It made $134 million. How? It made money.
Who saw this? Who saw this in film? you email us right now if you saw this in film.
Marie just got real in
Adam
the face
Sandler,
of the
please
microphone.
Please stop at gmail.com. You email us right now.
Also, how can they reach us if they want to leave us a voicemail?
You can call 415-418-NARD.
405-418-NARD.
I'll tell everyone that Bacon hoards a sheet to himself.
It's all for me. Also, I look at the trailer when we're listening to it, because Marie just can only react.
I'm a reactor.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm the.
And you're getting pure honesty from me.
Yeah. But I do all the research, so it's a good trade off. Marie, this had a Razzie nomination, but it lost.
Of course. Wait, what? Why? How?
But it lost. It lost to Jaden Smith in After Earth. That's a tough year. After Earth was up there.
Tough year for film.
Here's actually a fun fact.
Yep.
The house. That the party is filmed in, that we will see.
Oh, a party. Yep.
Is Adam Sandler's actual house.
Stop it.
Yep. He bought the house
no.
from Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Oh, my God. Overboard. This film has gone overboard.
This house is the house that Overboard built.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I mean, I'm excited to see the house.
Here's something that we need
to point
out.
The house sounds like the star, really.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, Rob Schneider did not reprise his role because he had a falling out with Sandler.
Oh.
He turned down the movie due to scheduling conflicts. Because, you know, Rob Schneider's super
busy.
He's
so busy.
And his wife was having a baby during the production.
Oh.
So she was probably super pregnant during production? I don't know. I don't think he's very busy.
Who married him?
The Feeders house? The Feeders?
Fetters?
The Fetters house is
Fetters?
The same
Roger
one.
Roger Fetter?
No. The Fetters house in this movie, it's mm-hmm. the Fetters house,
oh, Fetters.
Is the same one that they used in That's My Boy.
Oh.
We're going to see that house again.
Oh, can't wait to go back.
And here's another fun fact, because we're a podcast, so yep. I need to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys watch this film every week for a
yes!
year
oh
on
my
their
gosh.
Podcast.
Yes, yes,
the name
they
of the
do.
Podcast is The Worst Idea of All Time. They've already gone through it.
Yeah, and they had, so they watched it for a year, and during their, like, final taping, they, like, went to L.A. and screened it.
Wow.
It's very cool.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I didn't, the one thing I didn't like about the graphic design of it is really, really bad.
Their logo?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, it's not a tiny Sandler face?
It's not beautiful like mine, Marie. So after they watched that, then the next one that they watched was Sex and the City 2 for a year.
Yes!
And they're currently
oh
watching We Are Your Friends every day for a year.
We Are Your Friends?
These guys are New Zealand
yeah.
people.
They probably sound great just because they're from New Zealand.
Right.
They're doing a better job.
So we only have to watch it. I mean, we only have to watch this once, but I do believe that we are torturing ourselves having
yeah.
to watch every
Adam Sandler
sure. film.
Yeah. It's a different type of torture, really.
Yeah. I might give that one a listen. I like podcasts, and a shout out to those guys
yeah.
For watching this already.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the shithole right with you, I feel,
yeah.
in a different way.
I feel like we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Hey, those guys. Let's get together sometime.
Let's get together, you guys.
Open invitation.
Yeah.
If you come to the States, look us up.
Marie, you haven't seen this film?
I have not, no.
I haven't seen this film. We
oh
saw
my
the
gosh.
First one.
We're going in blind.
We are going in dead blind. You ready to listen to the trailer?
I guess.
A few years ago, the same old friends shared one unforgettable weekend. And it's showing clips.
Remember we used to come
yeah,
here after we got wasted.
What's wasted?
When you have a hankering for ice cream.
Well, I want to get wasted.
I want to get totally wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
This summer.
I'm so glad we left the city. This is such a good place to raise a family.
They're moving back to their hometown. There's a deer.
Excuse me for a second.
Open the window.
Why don't you open it, you...
To give their kids
Riding
a better
your
life.
Bike to school in the morning. You couldn't do that in L.A.
Yeah, thank God there's no crazy people out here.
How did you become a cop after all that crap we did growing up?
Put your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. Say ho!
Oh!
Say ho!
I can't believe we used to jump off this.
Hey, this is Kappa Eta Sigma property.
Easy there, Abercrombie.
Hey. What?
Hey, fellas, that was a good handshake. We got a good one, too. It goes like this.
How you doing, sir?
Very good, sir.
Oh, man.
We're going to take off
that way. Naked.
You guys are losers.
Take these eyes, we'll take the yellow car.
Well, what is happening right now?
Well, I might as well enjoy this.
It's male cheerleaders washing a car.
Yep. Love it.
Your car is filthy.
That was probably the worst one to listen to yet because it was all visual gags, and the visual gags were awful.
Yep. Hey, Bacon, what's that format? Hey, what's that format?
Oh my god. Okay, the format is we watch the movie together. Calling it a movie is a real
insult to movies.
Insult to movies. We're gonna stop it every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has a stop card.
You're so defeated.
And we could use to pause the movie. I don't know how somebody watched this movie more than once.
God bless
Before
them.
That 30 minutes is up.
Worst idea ever.
Just in case there is something that we need to talk about. Marie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grown Ups 2. Let's.
Let's.
Let's hit it. I have an direction right now, but I'm still upset at this movie.
Everybody, I had to point out big titties to Bacon. I found them first. Can you even believe it?
I was too busy.
Can you even believe it?
I was feverishly writing notes about something that happened right
and
before.
And I was literally like, Bacon, you're missing big titties.
And I said, what? And I looked up.
And he had a
line. Marie was enjoying them immensely as well.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We haven't got to that.
I appreciate him.
I'm not letting this movie get away with it. I might have started drinking a little fast because this movie is so awful. You guys. Grown Ups 2.
This half hour felt like 2 hours.
I checked several times.
So many times.
I put a timer on my phone. And I'm like, it has to be a half hour.
You checked the time and so much.
The first time I checked it, Marie, when I thought it was a half hour.
It was 5 minutes.
10 minutes. It was 10 minutes. I'm like, it's gotta be a half hour. 10 minutes had passed.
Oh my God.
The opening scene of this movie.
The deer
is
piss.
A deer has wandered into the house.
Because Danny, I thought animals would want to come inside.
It's like we're watching the movie. and it gets scared and it pees on Adam.
Discipline your fucking daughter, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, no, little girl. You know who else can walk inside when you open the door and let animals in?
Murderers.
Rapists.
Yeah.
You don't leave the door open.
Here's the thing, Marie. This movie is trying to convey of like the 1950s of like,
yes, absolutely.
Everybody leaves their door open.
It's a safe town in New England.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing, Marie.
Somewhere in New England.
So they had to be like, all right, so they live in a place in which they could live with their doors unlocked, but we need a joke about the door being unlocked and open to do it. What is the joke? A deer has wandered in. And okay, cool. So a deer wanders in. Okay, other people, what would be funnier than a deer being in your house? Like something realistic. Todd, what do you got?
It pisses on people?
God, Todd, this is why you run this company. Yes, of course.
Sorry, just drooled on myself.
Oh, that's great. Well, use that too. Literally, you guys, this deer pees on Adam Sandler's face. He doesn't move away from it.
He
drinks it. Then the deer runs into the hallway, busts through the bathroom door in which his son is taking a shower, and then pisses on his son, runs outside, tears apart his daughter's
favorite toy, which is Mr. Gigglesworth.
Which is like,
come up with a better fucking name.
Literally, you can't. What name this doll? Mr. Gigglesworth. Okay, cool. That's a great starting point. Can we come up with another name to name this doll, maybe? Todd, what do you got?
Bogtrotter?
Yeah, Bogtrotter. Todd, that's why Todd's here. It is awful. Also, before you say anything else, Maria, I would also just like to point out the child actors. I do believe they're the girl's the same from the last one. Boys, are they the same?
Yeah, they are.
It's hard to tell because
maybe
they
not
hit
the
puberty.
Older boys.
I think they
but
are.
But the one boy definitely is the same.
Here's my note. They're fucking awful.
They're awful, except for the littlest baby who is somehow amazing.
Yeah,
but he just
he
shakes his butt.
He wasn't in the original one.
Yeah, because she was pregnant with him.
Yeah, the...
Maya Rudolph's character was pregnant with...
The little girl, Adam Sandler's little girl in this movie, is...
So much worse.
She's already had an acting credit in a movie. She's been on a movie set. She's acted as a child.
What someone told her is be whiny.
Yes.
And that's all she's doing. She's too old to be pulling that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 3 years older than when we last saw her.
And she's doing the exact same bit. Yeah.
She seems like she's 10 or 11, and she's acting like a 6 or 7 year old. Mm-hmm.
Also, there's parts, Marie, where you could see her like looking off to the side or stopping doing what she's doing before they can get to the cut. She says her line, and then somebody else has a line in that shot, and she's already given up.
Yeah.
And they have to wait to cut it. I know she's a child, but like, you know what? Everyone else is
but
an adult.
Some
on
kids
stage.
Have that star power, and some of them don't. You know,
she's on set,
and I don't see a star in her.
I don't blame her. I blame the adults around her.
That's true.
cool. Also,
I blame her parents. Yeah.
A thing that's brought up early on when we're introduced to all the characters is, again, we're just basically in the mind of an old white man in
yes.
which they think that things are. Kevin James, who's fucking awful, they set up this awful straw man argument of letting the kid get shit wrong on the math exam.
I forgot about this.
Because they're just like, we need to have positive enforcement.
Yeah, build up his
self-esteem.
Character, yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, I'm so fucking sick of old, out-of-touch, dumb fucking people with their, like, everybody gets an award. That's bad.
Yeah.
And it's
because it's, like, they don't understand, like, they don't understand what positive reinforcement
that's
means.
That's all it is. Yeah, they don't want to know it.
They,
and it's
like,
when I was a kid, I got hit with a belt, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And no one got hurt, and we didn't have to wear seatbelts, and nobody died. And it's like, you don't fucking
when
know that.
When I was
that.
A kid, nuns and priests beat the shit out of me, and
yeah.
I'm okay.
And we're all okay, and they didn't, and none of them
I don't
sexually molested any
yeah.
of my friends.
I don't keep anything inside.
Yeah, nothing. And it's like, hey, fuckface. It was a time in which information wasn't passed. There wasn't the fucking internet. Awful things were happening, and you just didn't know it. And it's new, and it's different to you. So the idea of positive reinforcement scares you. So you say shit like...
Yeah, you say some dumb shit like, oh, we don't correct people when they're wrong. It's not
no.
correcting... It's so stupid, because they apply it to the wrong thing. They apply it to schoolwork,
yes.
and not just like, hey, make your own fashion choices. Be comfortable with your own body. Like,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Also,
like,
in the scene, in that exact same scene, Kevin James's kid comes down and she has shoes that she made that glow and are sparkly.
Yeah,
She made shoes. That light up.
And he's like, those are fucking dumb.
Dude, she made shoes
yeah.
that light up and she's a child.
Yeah.
Hey, Marie, can
you
like, do
that? And he's like, R2-D2,
yeah.
Those are going to be so cool at school, eye roll. What the fuck?
Is that what we're teaching? Oh, some kids at school are going to make fun of you for how you dress, so you should not do
Guess
it?
Guess what? They're going to make fun of you anyway.
Yeah.
I went to a school where we wore uniforms. People still made fun of me for the way I dress.
Yeah.
We are all dressed the same.
Yeah.
Like,
you could
kids
literally,
will make fun of you for anything.
You could find anything to make fun of a kid about.
Yes.
Oh, your last name is a pig meat. That's something to make fun of you about.
Yeah.
Oh,
my last name rhymes with a pig meat. I still got made fun of about
oh,
this.
Literally anything besides the
anything.
Standard average is what you're going to be made fun of.
Yeah.
So the idea that it's bad to support kids to dress stupid, I think it's just like, you know what? Who cares what fucking kids dress like?
Who
you're
cares?
Forced to dress a certain way when you're an adult your entire fucking life. If a kid has to go to school and they're in fucking fifth, sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade, before that all shit, and they want to dress like a weirdo, fucking who cares? What are they doing? They don't have to go to a fucking job interview. It's goddamn school.
It's grade school.
Oh, some kids are gonna make fun of them? They're insecure too. Let a kid wear fucking light up shoes. She made light up shoes. I can't make light up shoes. Fuck you forever who wrote this and putting that in these kids' minds who see this shit. It's so infuriating.
It's not for anybody besides, like, Adam Sandler's peers.
Yes.
Like, this isn't for anybody.
It's for old white dudes who have tiny dicks who watch this film and see Adam Sandler with his big-titted, hot wife, and they can insert themselves. This is Entourage for older, douchier dudes.
Who don't want to pay for HBO.
Yes. And they make fun of the mentally disabled.
Nick Swardson.
Nick Swardson has obvious emotional issues, and he just takes drugs.
Yeah, it's like that. Nick Swardson's character is really bizarre because, like, he's not obviously mentally handicapped, but he has, like, he's, like, emotionally disturbed. And they're like,
yeah. And then he takes
what
drugs.
What a weirdo.
Yep. And he takes drugs to take care of him.
Oh,
he's self-medicated.
Classic children's school bus driver on drugs. Like, wait, what? No, why is that funny that, like, you're encouraging a crazy, like, emotionally disturbed man to drive your kids to school? And you're like, no big deal. I'll drive them this time.
And
what?
That actually leads us, Marie, to our most important thing that I need to point out. The bus driver is mentally disabled. And he is incapacitated, so Adam Sandler takes over. And there is no way that Adam Sandler has a CDL with a passenger endorsement which is what you need to drive
a school
bus.
Oh, my God. Backstory for everybody. Bacon used to drive duck boats in Wisconsin, so he knows about
boats. They're World War II vehicles.
Licensing for driving, like, buses and
shit. It is the best summer job anyone can ever have.
Being a lifeguard is the best summer job that
anybody
can have.
No. For a duck boat driver, you get to take a group of people.
You only have half a tan.
On a world. Okay, the tan's awful. The tan you get is awful, but it's so much fun. And you get to drive a giant truck thing on land, and then you splash it into the water, and then you're a boat, and then you're a boat driver giving a tour. And then you get out and you do it again. So don't.
I got really tan. Wore a little skimpy red suit and got a free meal every day. So, I don't know. My job sounds a lot better than your summer job in high school.
That'll be our next one. We'll fight about. Not high school, college.
Oh, mine was all through high school. Well, and college.
See, that's different.
And college.
Cool.
I did it for like 6 years.
Marie, then we go on to
Tim Meadows.
No,
Kmart. Oh my God. You guys, way too long takes place in Kmart.
Here's one thing I'm going to give up to this movie.
Shout out to this movie, y'all.
The product placement isn't super obvious in the beginning. There's a Pepsi can. There's a couple things that you see that are okay. And it gets through about 20 minutes before it's just like, Kmart!
Bam!
Kmart!
Bam, bam, bam! Kmart! Bam, bam, bam!
There's a whole sequence of scenes that takes place at Kmart.
So many scenes in the Kmart.
For no reason.
Why are they in the Kmart? Where is there a Kmart?
Why is there a
Kmart? My town Kmart went out of business in 2009.
Who is there at Kmart?
Who is there at Kmart? How is there a Kmart?
There's no reason for them to be at the Kmart.
Why are they at the Kmart?
They're just at the Kmart saying lines that they could say literally. It's just like, say these lines in a dungeon.
Why are they at the Kmart?
They'd be the exact same.
Why are they at the Kmart?
Oh, my God.
It's wild.
Also, earlier, it's foreshadowed when Adam Sandler is the bus driver and he takes the CB thing that talks to the whole bus.
Yep.
And he says, "Attention Kmart shoppers," which is a really
I forgot he did that.
Remember that?
Oh, my God.
"Attention Kmart shoppers."
No.
60-year-old men everywhere were dying. Yeah. I remember Kmart shoppers and blue light specials.
Rather have a red light special, am I right?
Yeah, those titties!
Jesus Christ. The mind of a 60-year-old man, and it's awful in here.
It's
I want to get out.
It's so gross.
I want to get out. Help. Please help.
Also, Adam Sandler, whoever writes these movies for him, lives in a world in which high school is...
In a world where high school is...
There are friends that I'm still friends with who I was friends with in high school. And those people mean something in my life. Like, I find out about them, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. This person had a kid, this person's getting married, that's awesome. I like those people. Those are my friends. I just feel like those are friends in my life. But if you would be like, hey, Bacon, this random person that you went to high school is doing this, I don't care. Like, I care about my friends. I don't care.
Oh, right, yeah.
In Adam Sandler
I thought you
movies,
were trying to say, like, people don't still have close relationships from high school.
No,
and
no,
I was like,
no, no.
I still have 9 best friends from
high
school.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So that's fine. What I'm trying to say, though, is that's totally fine. But in Adam Sandler writing world, every person that you ever met in high school or went to high school with is the most important person in the world.
Right. It's crazy, too, because, like, in real life, if you ran into someone that you went to high school with that, like, wasn't in your friend group and you didn't really know them, it's happened to me recently, and I was like, remind me of your name? Like...
And then it's fun
like
to
it
be
was
like
11 years ago
to catch up.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, what's up? It's 11 years ago for you, Marie.
Yes. It's like
for Adam Sandler's character. It's,
like
it's a lifetime ago.
Years ago.
But for some reason in this universe.
Right. You care.
In this
it's
Happy
so
Madison
weird.
Universe. He
yeah,
cares.
Who cares?
There's a workout scene in which a bunch of ladies are working out.
Oh, my
out,
God. That was.
Can we talk about the most egregious thing of that workout scene?
John Lovitz. Or the, like, making fun of...
That's my second thing.
Okay.
First one is making fun of a woman who is...
Who is trans or masculine?
She's not trans. I don't think she's trans. I just think she's muscular.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really state. Well, it was like implied with the jock strap that she might be
later. That's like way
but
too.
But yeah,
late.
It was messed up that they were like, "Fuck you!" Like, put your dick away, strong girl. It's
all
like, whoa.
The women,
what the
including
hell?
Maya Rudolph,
yes,
somebody that we both
like and like admire. I would say I admire her.
I don't anymore. After watching that scene in which she makes fun of another woman for being physically fit and having muscles and calling her a man and making fun of her.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
She had to she could have said something.
Yeah, she could have said no. I agree.
We both really respect her. And it's fucking
it's
egregious for her to make fun of somebody like that.
But like, I think you're saying you're putting too much on like her having the line. It's like, I mean, everybody, every woman in this film is complicit in like,
that's true,
in playing into the female stereotypes that are perpetuated by the film. So
it's true. They're all.
So I think she just had the line, which is shitty. It's not cool. But also the whole film is like, it's completely written from the mindset of literally a 60-year-old man. Like, not even someone younger than that.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, women don't go to yoga classes to, like, ogle their teachers and make fun of one another.
That is
it
totally,
doesn't happen.
That is a man writing a scene
right.
in which they've never been to a yoga class to be like, all these women, all the only reason why they're there is because they think the yoga instructor's super fucking hot.
Yeah, it's not
and then
true.
Also, okay, so then there's like a super muscular girl there
and
all
they
she
all
wants to be
hate her.
Yeah, and all she ever wants to be, every super muscular girl just wants to be a dude. And just wants to be trans and just and wants to be this. And it's like,
no. Yeah.
That's my number one problem isn't like, I honestly still don't think that she's trans, even though they like gave her that jock strap.
Yeah. I only brought that up because like they implied that she has a dick.
Yeah. But it's.
But no, we're not going to. So let's just like wipe that off the table. She is a woman.
She's a woman.
As far as we know.
And you're making fun
and
of her for being a strong woman.
She's just masculine and strong. And I think she might literally be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Also, fuck that girl for doing that scene then. If she's a bodybuilder woman.
But that's the problem
she's
with.
She's setting them back.
Right. But that's the problem with Adam Sandler films. Because when one person says no, they'll just find someone else to say yes to it. It sucks.
That's true. They're
it really
huge.
Fucking sucks.
That's
because
true.
I know what's happened with other films. I'm not going to bring it up, but I've read many articles about films we have not yet seen where this has happened. So it blows. It's not cool. It's not right. But unfortunately, that's the way Hollywood and the biz works.
It's true. I mean, it's a difficult situation, especially if you're... all right. Maya Rudolph, I apologize because...
Whoa. Guys,
no,
this is huge.
You know what? No, I don't. Because Maya Rudolph has plenty of money and she's fine. I'm just thinking about being an actor and how difficult it is. But like how the act of saying no, especially when it makes you feel like, one, you think you're better than everybody else. And it makes your agency look bad.
To argue the other side of it, I mean, there are people who also just say yes to everything because they don't know where their next paycheck is coming from. And like, yes, Maya is doing well, but like, we don't know that she'll always be doing well. So she's just like doing right by herself and her family by saying yes to stuff that she gets asked to do. And she's clearly friends with Chris
Rock. I think she
could
have said something about that part to be like, maybe this doesn't need to be in here. I think she has a little bit more pull.
Yeah, but we also don't know. We really don't know.
All right, I'll take it back. I'm sorry, Maya.
Hey, Maya.
I just get really upset.
Sorry.
We've been talking so much. I have a bunch of other notes, and it just like doesn't even fucking matter. Marie, what
but
do you
But it does, because we have to talk about Shaq.
I play a character named Flazoo. I'm a big police officer, big crime fighter. And me and Adam and the rest of the gang, we go back. We all went to high school together. The first Grown Ups was fabulous, but this one is a must-see.
We didn't even talk about
Shaq.
We have talked about so much stuff.
And
that
Shaq
is in this movie. Also, what's his name's in this movie?
Tim Meadows
in this movie? No, also, what's his name? The fucking sports announcer who was in the last film.
Oh, I see. You know that guy.
From ESPN.
I know that guy.
Dan.
Dan.
Dan, I'm drunk. Dan Patrick.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
He seems like he has like a legitimate acting career as far as I know.
He's just really good. I think he's a good sports person.
Megan is so messed up.
I'm so drunk.
Anyway, we don't even have to. They put a bad ball cap on Tim Meadows. Yeah. And
it is in Hollywood and the squares.
Hey, Malcolm, I didn't know you worked at Kmart. And apparently the hair on top of your head didn't know it either.
What?
Do me a favor, go like this. I think I got something in my teeth.
What?
You know, next time you should use that Chia Pet stuff on your whole head.
What?
Hey, Malcolm, is that the knife the Indians use to half scalp you with?
I don't even get that. What?
Shaq plays his brother, and also the...
Which doesn't make any sense.
The two fucking goobs... No, three, excuse me, goobs that we see in every Happy Madison film are back. The guy who always plays a cross-eyed dude is playing a cross-eyed dude again.
Marie, only...
The guy who talks like this is a police officer. There's a disturbance in my pants.
Marie, only...
Disturbing the peace in my pants.
Only in a script where a 60-year-old white man would write it would make it where... Shaq and Tim Meadows are brothers. All black people look the same.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Right?
No. Shaq and Tim Meadows, one.
They're so...
do not look even close to the same. No. Also, the height.
Yeah.
What a racist thing to
it's
do.
It's super...
I'm sorry. I'm not being super sensitive about this. I don't think I'm being super sensitive. I think that this movie is so... I might need to split this podcast into two parts.
Oh my God. This is in the moment, everybody. We'll see.
This is
we'll
our first stop. What are we at, Marie? What's
we're
that say?
We're at like 38.
There's no way. There's no way.
Yes, it says that.
You
it
guys, this that. Is going to be a two-parter. Grown-ups two-parter.
Here we go.
Because there's... I'm sorry. There's no way.
Yeah, there's too much.
Because I would have to cut our next stops. Let's, in order to do that. And I don't feel like... I feel like this movie
the worst idea ever does this every week for a full podcast.
They did it
so
for
we
a whole
gotta,
year.
Yeah, we gotta split
I don't know
it.
How they did it for a year. I got so upset.
God love them.
I'm sweating. I'm so upset.
I genuinely want to talk to them. Like, let's get them in
here.
All right,
we can talk to them or something. Marines, are you ready to watch part
yeah,
two?
Yeah, let's keep going.
If you wanna get with me, there's some things you gotta know. I like my beats fast and my bass
it's
down
the cataract.
Low. Bass down low. Bass down low. I like my beats fast and my bass down low.
Back. Yep.
Hey guys, you know what's changed about this movie? Absolutely nothing.
It's still dumb.
The only thing that
it's
I found
still
out,
pointless.
The only thing that's really important that everyone needs to know is that the woman's name that we have been fawning over, her name is April Rose. And
oh,
she is
the,
from
the tiggle,
Chicago.
Tiggle bitties that
she's
are
from
not
Chicago.
Selma Hayek's.
Yes. Oh, some of my studies are on point as well.
They're great.
Her name's April Rose, which I don't think can
clearly
be her,
not
real,
her
name.
Real name. Yeah.
It's a
first name,
name.
Middle name.
Yeah.
At
best. She's from Chicago, and you should look up photos
her
of her.
Tits. They're nice. They're
after
real
that
nice.
Note, all I have is old white men trying to relive their past.
Yep.
That's all this is.
That's all this is.
There's a scene in which they're trying to jump off a cliff into a quarry.
Yes, and college kids come by and mess with them.
Apparently, also during the summer, there's a bunch of college kids around. There has, for one, okay, there's so many things wrong. One,
I know, there's so many. So the
one,
whole,
there's college kids.
The whole setup is that this is taking place, like, it starts during the last day of school.
Yes.
So the college kids are just hanging out in their college town, which is possible, but there's so many of them.
And they're very
there's
aggressive.
So
about it.
Many.
Also, in this, there's no way that this town has a college.
Right.
One in which that has several frat houses.
Yes.
Because if there is a tiny college, they might have one frat house. But the way that they're presenting this is that is like there's multiple frat houses.
Go back to.
I'm sorry. I just got.
It also isn't even established that, like, Adam Sandler and his friends fuck up the frat house. I feel like it's
that's
after. It's David Spade's son.
It just feeds on old man insecurities of the fact that
I can't wait to look up the 60-year-old man who wrote this.
The fact that these frat boys are at a party where there's extremely attractive girls. They're all hanging out in a quarry. They're all drinking. They're all having fun. And the fact that other dudes show up who are older than them, who are 50, 40s, 50s, to swim, aggravates them enough to go up
be like,
and...
whoa.
Yeah.
This whoa, is signature.
You ruined everything. This is literally in the mind of an old man
who's
like... no, nobody cares, dude. Come on over.
Truly,
hang
no
out,
one cares.
Swing
and
on
also,
the fucking thing.
When you're in college and you encounter old people, which I, my town specifically was like a bubble that was like just young people. And when you encountered like a professor or a real life person on the street, you were like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What are they doing here?
Were this you is, like, get out of here, old man.
This is my world. No, you were not like that. If you encountered an adult or a child in your weird, like, college bubble, you were just like, oh,
you're
okay. You were just like, you were just like silent and removed from them. You weren't like, hey, fuck you, woman, with a 2-year-old. Like,
because again,
no,
this is written from a 60-year-old man's perspective.
It makes no sense.
Where it's like, they don't understand that when you're a college kid, all you care about is other college kids.
Right. And also, if you encountered a person who was dad age, you would honestly find it funny and invite them to party with you because there's nothing funnier than old people drinking with young kids.
When I was in college for my birthday, 1 year, and when I was in college.
Can't wait. What did you do? What did you do, Bacon?
My girlfriend at the time.
Invited some old people over?
She threw a surprise birthday party for me.
Yep.
And to set up the surprise birthday party.
Invite some old people.
Me and her.
Yep.
And my parents.
Classic.
Went out to eat at a nice restaurant.
Ooh.
And that was like my birthday of like, I'm going to go out to eat with my parents and have like a fun time.
Yeah, sounds nice.
And I was a little peeved because I was like, cool, like after my parents, because like after dinner, I was kind of all hoping that we'd be able to go out or do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like texting my friends and they were all like, I'm sorry, like I can't do it.
Oh, they did the fake out on you.
Yeah. And I was like, and I even remember telling her, I'm like, I'm a little like, because like I understood like some of my friends couldn't make it. And then like,
and
even
like, my friends?
Even my roommates couldn't be there. And I was so stupid that I didn't put two and two together. So then in order to get us back to the house with my parents, because I'd moved into a new house with new roommates.
Of course.
My girlfriend was like, hey, why don't we just take them back to so they could like see, like give them a tour of where
of
you
your
live.
Old place?
No, give them
or
a tour of
your
apartment.
Place. Oh, okay.
Not apartment. Give them a tour of your house.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm like, cool. I took my parents and my girlfriend at the time into the apartment, into the house.
Yep.
And then we turn on the lights.
Surprise!
Boom, surprise! It's like all my Duck Driver friends are in there. And it was amazing. And my parents stuck around.
Of course.
And drank with us. And until they made it till midnight and they had to leave. It was too much for them. But like the entire time, my friends were like, this is amazing. Like, college kids do not hate old people.
No.
That's an old person thing.
My dad's MO when he would like party with me in college.
Yeah.
He wasn't all the time. It was like there was like dad's weekends there.
Yeah.
He would at the end of the night, or and by end of the night, I mean like 1 a.m. The bars closed at like 3.
Crossed, yeah.
Crossed at 3. He would buy us car bombs and then peace out. And we would be really fucked up at the end of the night. And he'd just be like, he would buy his car bombs and be like, bye. He wouldn't take one. He would just watch us take it and then ghost.
Again.
That was like, he messed with us.
Again, this is just an old man's insecurities.
Yes.
That's all this is.
It's insane.
It's insane. I need to take a pause to get another drink on this podcast. What's yours, Marie?
Some quick highlights. Colin Quinn made some doo-doo ice cream. David Spade.
There's a whole scene in which Colin Quinn
makes doo-doo ice cream.
Is working on a chocolate soft serve machine, and it looks like he's pooping.
Like, yeah.
And it's that scene is one of the dumbest scenes I've ever seen in film. And you know what? I didn't even write a note about it because there's so much other shit going
poop,
on.
Poop, ice cream. I'm just doing the highlights. So we got doo-doo ice cream.
Can we go to the tire scene?
Tire scene. David Spade rolls around in a tire for about 3 minutes.
David Spade gets into a tire.
For no reason.
A big old
I
tire.
I thought I would never explain a scene like this.
And
but
in the
here
scene,
he,
Adam
so he
Sandler
rolls,
says that he
rolls,
will catch the tire.
He rolls through the town.
What? No,
in
Marie, hold
a
on.
Massive tire.
We have to explain the setup.
Right. It was like,
Adam
hey.
Sandler says that he will catch the tire.
Yes. He's like, hey.
Then why do you want him to get into the tire?
But he's like, I'll catch you. Oop, phone call.
And that doesn't make any sense because the tire would have moved exactly half a tire's length to reach Adam Sandler's
right.
character. So, and why is he in there?
I don't know.
It's a horrible setup.
It's stupid. It makes no sense.
And then
it
we see,
serves nothing.
Yeah. And then we see an awful, awful
tire roll
CGI scene.
It lasts so long. It lasts like 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Why? Hey, we've got some friends that are back from previous movies.
Friends?
And, yeah. And one of them is Milo Ventimiglia. Mm. He is a frat dude. He's far too old to be playing one, but he's with, oh, gosh, the dude from Twilight.
Don't care. Marie, you think he's far too old to be playing one?
I know, you really don't like his acting.
I think he's
far... He was very good on Heroes.
I think he's far too
really
bad to be
Heroes.
An actor.
He really
is
good on Heroes.
One of the worst actors I've ever seen.
I really enjoyed him on Gilmore Girls,
In
too.
This scene, Marie, he's constantly moving.
But that's, like, the thing.
Like, he doesn't understand. Awful.
This
he's
movie's
an awful,
awful.
Actor.
He's being an awful person in an awful film.
In this movie, with awful actors, he is the worst actor. Shaq beats him in acting.
Yeah, but Shaq has a really great setup.
No! Shaq is not an actor. He's a basketball player who's a giant man.
Hey,
and if
how dare
Shaq
you? Shaq has a personality.
Okay.
How dare you?
He can't even, like, be acting as a character. For him, it's like acting as a character is constantly moving as, like, a thing.
I think he's like, doing what you do in real life.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. You've never seen me.
Hey,
you guys,
what are you doing in our theater?
You guys, that wraps up part one.
Of two. But wait.
Which, no, we can't talk about. We'll talk about the rest of the movie next week. You
no,
guys,
I
I'm sorry.
There's another
nope.
thing from this stop that I have to talk about.
Nope, you have to talk about it in the next week. You guys.
No.
Nope, you have to wait. You guys are going to have to wait till next week. I don't want to. Here's the thing, you guys. I don't want to edit out any of this. I think it's all very important, and I fucking hate this movie so much. I know it's going to suck to wait a little bit longer, but I think it is going to be worth it. You guys, next week, tune in. We'll finish up on Adam Sandler. Please stop.
Stop.
Marie, hold that thought. Just hold
God
it. For,
damn
hold
it.
That, hold that thought for a week.
Is your kid going to be in here when the instructor comes in?
Well, that's not my kid. That's my lover. And he's very gentle.
Kids don't belong in here. That leash better not trip me up.
Leash isn't going to trip you up. It's your big-ass hairy man feet that are going to trip you up.
She was just joking around, sir.
Stay out of my bag, little man.
Why does she have this?
That's not a jockstrap. That's a G-string.